Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
844, 16 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Highs of 75 today. Beautiful spring day. 75, that's right. Yeah, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Easter Sunday. A little bit more humid. Clancy Dubose joins us right now about as New Orleans can get. Political editor, columnist for Gambit. Well, it's true. WWL TV political analyst. I would put you among those that bleed purple, green, and gold.
Thank you so much, Tommy. I appreciate you so much. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and they said they were going to nine churches today. Did you ever do that as a kid, you and your family?
Oh, my mother and father, yes. In fact, we did. Grew up Catholic. We went to Immaculate Heart of Mary School in Pines Village. And during Lent, my parents lined up all nine kids, and we went to 5 o'clock Mass every afternoon.
Wow.
Now, we didn't do the nine churches on Lent on Good Friday, but we did the one church for 40 days to land.
Wow.
And we went to Stations of the Cross. My mother used to make novenas, you know, where she would, I don't know if it was 7 or 9 or 11 or 13, whatever. No, you know, Tuesday night was novena night, and she would make her novenas to St. Jude and the devout lady. And
wow.
And my dad was right there with her, of course. They led good long lives. We were blessed to have them till they were well into their 90s. So
nine kids. You don't have to go to nine churches. They paid their price with nine kids.
Right.
Believe me,
that's a good way to put it. We had nine kids. That made it up for nine churches.
That's enough.
Good way to put it.
Let's talk about Mary Cantrell, because it seems to me, I was reading your piece here in NOLA.com, and it seems like she loves everything about being mayor except the actual work part of it.
You know, that's a good way to put it, and I've put it the same way. It's she likes the part of, that's being, not the part about doing. And look, she's got good people in her administration in a lot of places, and I think what's happening is, and she gets a lot of criticism. And look, all mayors get a lot of criticism. It doesn't matter whether you leave office on, you know, with popular numbers, but criticism comes with the job. And sometimes, you know, the criticism can be harsh, but sometimes, you know, citizens and the mayor reflects, I'm sorry, the media often reflect the citizens' feelings, because that's who we serve. And the mayors and council members, we all serve the people. Dutch Morial used to always remind us of that. But, you know, it's almost like she's on autopilot, and the CAO, Gilbert Montagno, and the department heads, they're all just having to just go through and continue. And they're the engines that keeps hopefully keeps the things going. But, you know, it still takes a pilot to keep the plane on course and to land it and, you know, do all the things that are most important. And there's an old saying that people in politics use a lot, the fish rots from the head. So if the mayor's not engaged and showing the right kind of energy level and vision and leadership, it's going to filter down. And I'm not accusing anybody in the administration of not doing their jobs, it just constantly takes in any organization, whether it's the mayor or a company. You know, if the company head is always off playing golf, you know, what do you think the workers are going to do? What kind of message does that send? And so it's really, you know, it's important for a mayor to be engaged. And there's a feeling that she has kind of checked out because she's just gone so much, you know, and the citizens feel it. The citizens sense it. I was talking to Renee Sanchez, the editor of the Times-Picayune, yesterday afternoon, and he said, you know, and Renee's a New Orleanian, Holy Cross guy like me, much younger. But he says, you know, I get to feeling that a lot of citizens, black, white, everybody, are just kind of checking their watches, you know. How much longer do we have before we get a new mayor? And people already, everywhere I go, people stop me and, you know, strangers and friends alike, acquaintances alike, say, who do you think is our next mayor going to be? Because people are already looking like we need somebody to lead us out of this. What was the word Jimmy Carter used? Malaise.
Malaise, yes. General malaise.
Yeah. There's sort of a general malaise. And, you know, we're seeing evidence of it. And it's not like the media are making this up. You got the inspector general from HUD saying that, you know, the city has bungled $141 million. Now, they use the word bungled. The money isn't gone, but the city's going to have to work triple time and overtime to keep that money. And look at we're finally now, just in December, got the go-ahead from FEMA to start just repairing and not even dedicating a use, but just repairing and weatherizing, weatherproofing municipal auditorium. You know, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of Katrina.
And LaToya's folly with the municipal, with the city hall movement there, that delayed that, right?
Yes, well, absolutely, it delayed. It's like, well, if I can't have city hall, then I'm not going to do anything. And it was just, you know, and thankfully there was a terrific group of a coalition of neighbors, especially in the Treme area, called Save Our Soul, which sort of prodded and pushed, and the mayor, to her credit, she met with them, and they've come up with at least the structure of a plan, and that's what convinced FEMA to announce that they were going to release the funds, and they gave the go-ahead. So hopefully, when you're driving up Rampart or down Rampart, you'll see some work happening at Municipal Auditorium, you know, because that's a landmark. It's a place where everybody gathered. It brought people of all races, ages, cultures, neighborhoods together for concerts and graduations and Mardi Gras balls and a whole lot of other things. You know, so it's an important cultural landmark in the city, and hopefully that and Congo Square will get the comeback that they deserve.
Well, you've been around. I want to talk about the surgery water board if we have time, but and the governor's report. But I wanted to pick your brain on this, and I'm not asking you to step into LaToya Cantrell's head, but you've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of mayors. What do you think's going on here?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Dutch Murray, I used to accuse me of saying, Don't try to get in my head, Clancy. Then years later, his wife, Sybil, said, you got into his head.
Really?
Anyway. No, and Dutch and I had a good relationship off camera. We really did. But anyway, and I respect the mayor. Look, she's human. This lady has been through a lot. She's been through COVID. She lost her husband. I mean, and then on top of having to do the job of mayor, it is not an easy job. My friend and a popular New Orleanian, James Carville, said a long time ago, other than president of the United States, being mayor of New Orleans or mayor of any major city is the toughest job in America. And it is. Especially under our city charter, we have a strong mayor form of government, even with the charter changes that the council and the voters adopted, giving the council a little more authority. People of New Orleans have set very high expectations of their mayors, and they expect the mayors to basically save the city and lead the city. And we almost expect too much of them. We hold them responsible for everything. But if you look at the charter, the mayor is responsible for a whole lot. Every mayor, whether, you know, any man, woman, black, white, old, young, whatever, our mayors are built in and expected under our charter to almost be Superman or Wonder Woman. And that's not an easy role to fill. And at the end of the day, they're all human. You know, we've yet to have the perfect mayor. We've had some good mayors and we've had some great mayors. But if you look at the mayors who, in looking back through the lens of history, the mayors who have really left office and continue to have to kind of get high marks, they bring a lot of energy to the job. And it's not just energy that just bounces around, but it's kind of energy that's focused. And you have I'm not going to even name the names, but your listeners can think in their own minds and say, which mayor really got some things done? Mm-hmm. And you know, they brought energy and vision and focus to the job. And it just, I don't sense that. It's not just my opinion. I get the feeling that the voters, and this is based on polls that go back, you know, the last 4 years, they thought she did a great job during COVID. And I think she did, too. But at the end of the day, that great job kind of masked the lack of energy and focus on the day-to-day boring stuff. You know, COVID was a national, worldwide mm-hmm. crisis. And she did good in a crisis because she knows how to take charge. But on the day-to-day sort of boring stuff, if you will, you know, but boring but very, very important stuff, like getting the garbage picked up twice a week, mm-hmm. which we still aren't getting, but at least it's getting up regularly now, once a week in most cases, and cleaning the the catch basins and, you know, keeping the pumps working. That's the boring but really quality of life impactful stuff that needs to get done. And that's where I feel like she just hasn't mastered that.
Thank you, Clancy. I appreciate your time as always and your insight. Have a good Easter weekend.
You too, man.
All right, Clancy Dubose. I tell you what, you know, I was one of the first people to put LaToya Cantrell on the air when she was just an activist after Katrina, just organizing cities, the citizens to get together and put up street signs and stuff. And this is not the same person that I met way back then. 8:54, 6 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.